Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello, and welcome to Expressing You, everyone. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you so much for tuning into this wonderful show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. And feeling our feelings is healing them. Taking ownership for how we feel is taking the first step. I'm always going to remind you to give yourself permission to feel everything. As you give a voice to your feelings, the need to judge anything vanishes. All feelings want to be acknowledged, and doing the investigative process will honor that. You can find out more about the investigative process and how to do processing at corneliadengel.com. There's an article there as well called Emotions 101. You can read more about emotions there, and the processing technique is there, and it'll get you started on the self-inquiry and asking the questions. Whenever you get triggered or you feel emotionally upset or whatever it might be, the question to start with, what is this about for me and what does this bring up? Today we invite you to sit back and listen, and you can take notes. You can also call in and ask a question at 1-877-296-0345. I'm so excited today. Michelle Arbeau is here. She is a celebrity numerologist. She's an author, inspirational speaker, radio, TV host. She's also the creator of the Authentic You Media Network. Welcome to the show today, Michelle.
Thank Hello? You, Cornelia. Can you hear me? Oh, we have a system delay today. I don't know if it's still the lingering Mercury in retrograde or what's going on, but can you hear me now? Yes?
I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm fabulous, yeah. Other than the system glitches we've had today, it seems like it's still lingering from all the glitches we had last week with retrograde, but I think we're slowly coming out of it. But, wow, the energy is so powerful this week. Lots of high change, lots of stuff coming through. So I'm not surprised that technology is still affected.
Definitely. You should see me. I'm recording the show outside of a hotel because I'm on vacation right now. And I can, outside of a hotel to try to get a signal for my cell phone because where I'm not able to receive a signal. So interesting about the technology piece. And yes, the energies are intense, and we are heading for an amazing spring equinox of 2013. And this one is supposed to be like a really big, big energy. Have you been feeling that?
Oh, yes. Well, tomorrow is actually the official day of spring, and it is an 11-day. So if you add up the entire date, it is 11, which is the highest spiritual number. And, of course, you know, Cornelia, my thing with 1111, I see it everywhere. It's kind of, you know, been my guiding force for so long, and so many people do see that 1111. And it is all about spiritual guidance. It's about going within. It's very powerfully self-reflective, but at the same time, it wants you to guide other people with your wisdom and knowledge. So it is a huge, huge spring equinox, very much so. It's pivotal. And not only that, I mean, it's been a huge year for me in particular because I'm in an 11 personal year. So I've got this double whammy energy this week, and I'm actually leaving for L.A. just to go on a little mini vacation, which I haven't done in a very long time, on an 11-day in an 11 personal year. So it's huge. I mean, I'm really in soulful mode, really self-reflective, really trying to figure things out. And I know a lot of people are. A lot of people are feeling that need to be really truthful with themselves and really get down to the core of what resonates with them and what is authentic.
Yes, that's so true. And going back to the 11 number, you know, the 11 is also that portal, like you said. It's that spiritual, highest spiritual number. It's that spiritual gateway portal to receive divine guidance in through that number. Would you agree with that?
Yes. You know, it is the 11, but if you break it down, it's double ones. And one is the pioneering number. It's the trailblazer. It's the one that wants to change things that don't fit anymore in our lives. So it is all about high change. It really is. So anyone who's feeling restless or agitated or needing to change something, go with it. You know, follow through with it. Turn over the stone. Do whatever you feel called to do. And likewise, I mean, I just booked this trip last minute, and, you know, I'm typically like that anyway. I kind of go with whatever my heart is saying. But if you're feeling the need to do something and it's just really playing on your heart, do it right now, because the energy is wanting you to make serious and rapid and profound changes. And as long as you're going with your heart and how it feels, then it'll never be the wrong choice.
I love that. As long as we go with our heart and how it feels and how it makes you feel. Because whatever you're experiencing, in contrast, the inauthentic piece, right, is the piece to identify even and the constriction piece and let go of that and surrender to being more in your heart and more in your feeling and in what brings you joy and what makes you feel good. Because it's all about the evolving and expanding energy right now. Isn't that right? And then, I don't know, Michelle, do you have you heard that, you know, March is a completion month? Do you resonate with that as well?
Yes, I do, because March is actually the third energy. It's the third month, so it's the three, which is the number of unity. And it is about coming together, everything coming full circle, everything, you know, dots are connecting, things are coming together. It is a very imaginative energy, because three is the first mental plane energy. It's the gateway number to the mind plane. So it is about really envisioning the whole piece, everything, you know, just kind of taking it all in and saying, okay, this is what I've got to work with, this is what's in my life, and just seeing it from a bird's eye view. So it's really about unity, things coming together, dots are connecting.
Mm-hmm. And what numerologically speaking, is the year like? I mean,
you know, it's kind of one of those years where we are seeing a bird's eye view. So it's kind of an amplified version of what we're in terms of the month energy, because the year is a six, and six is the number of creativity and creative expression. But it's also the visionary number. It's the energy where you can see the whole picture. You can take it all in, and you can see from a greater perspective. And the flip side of that is it's also about relationships, either starting, ending, or changing them. So a lot of people are really taking a step back from the relationships and looking at them from a greater perspective, and do they fit? Do they serve our highest good and the highest good of the other person? Those kinds of energies. So a lot of shifting and shape-shifting and it within relationships and all that stuff. But the thing is with the six is that when we were in last year's energy, we were in a five, and it was very turbulent. I know a lot of people had a hard time with the shift, so to speak, and I know people refer to it as the shift. And last year very much was a shift where people were really seeing clearly what they wanted, what they needed in life, and just becoming much more clear in their path and their purpose, but not necessarily acting on it. So, yes, you know, it was a year of clarity, and now this year is a year of acting upon that clarity and creating. So it is a year of rebirth, regrowth, rejuvenation, and, you know, it's a hard time, definitely. I mean, if you think of death and rebirth, it is a period where it can be painful. It can be this, you know, growing pains kind of energy. So we're definitely in a growing pains energy right now. And it's because we're re-examining, we're still doing the re-examining part, where we're, you know, we're spending the first part of 2013 examining relationships and examining where we stand in our connections with all people on the planet. You know, really, it's kind of this global energy as well as a personal energy. So very much just self-reflective mode for the first part of the year. But I think as we get going, sometime in the summer and throughout the rest of the year, we're going to start creating, and it's going to be a much more uplifting energy than it is right now, because it's pretty heavy. I mean, we're in the meat and potatoes of this sixth energy, and it's heavy, it's, you know, just really deep, and it's almost too much to take at times, but it's necessary to become clear, to use that visionary energy to be able to recreate the life we really want, or not recreate, but create, because really we went through the shift, and now we're creating what we truly want, what our soul is yearning for.
Mm-hmm. That's really a good point, because, you know, a lot of this energy has been so much, especially in this last month, like February has been, you know, we were in the sign of Pisces, and Pisces was a lot of that illusionary fog, you know, where you just weren't really clear on, you know, the lack of clarity was really missing. And I'm just really looking forward right now to receive more clarity on moving forward and getting clearer, a cleaner start. It feels like there's just been a lot of non-clarity. Then we had the Mercury retrograde piece happening at the same time. So, and now that we're now that spring is forward and that we're moving ahead, I'm really excited about the new beginnings. The new beginnings, the spring equinox, the clarity, on knowing, you know, what's right for us, what's making our heart sing. Because I think, you know, in all this confusion, you know, we had to experience that heaviness and that contrast so that we can let go of the things that no longer serve us. And I, too, just recently started a new relationship, and it was interesting because, in this energy, in this time period. So it's interesting because there were definitely some new things to take a look at, and continuously having to remind myself that, you know, how do I look at this from the highest perspective?
Yeah, you know, you got to think in terms of why we're all here. And, you know, we all have our own unique purpose and our unique talents and gifts, but essentially we all share one common denominator, and that is we are here to interact with other people, and it really does boil down to relationships with others. So whatever we're doing, whether it's being in an intimate relationship or sharing our gifts in our path and our purpose or whatever, it is interacting with our fellow souls here on Earth that is our truest purpose. So it's no coincidence, I think, that we're going through this relationship year right now on the hub of this whole shift that we went through in 2012, because I think we need to really realign ourselves with the right relationships, the right people, the right energies to propel us into the roles that we were truly meant to be. So it kind of goes in alignment with that whole authentic thing that I was talking about, because really it's this energy that's saying, if it doesn't resonate with you, it cannot stay. And so it includes relationships, because that's a huge piece of why we're all here. So if we don't have the right relationships, we can never truly fulfill our life purpose. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because now too, is, you know, we're coming into that unity, collaboration. It's more about that, right? So everything is about support and authenticity, like you said. If it's not authentic and true, it's not going to resonate and it's going to fall away.
Yes, yeah, and I'm so feeling that. But the flip side of that, too, is that, you know, we're coming together as a global community. So I love that, because we are sharing kind of this bird's eye view, this vision of what we want to create globally now. Whereas before, we weren't really on the same page in terms of different countries and different parts of the world. But it seems like everyone is starting to align on the same page, and it's because of that sixth visionary energy that's really aligning everyone, and we're tapping into that greater, broader scope of things so we can see it, you know, step back from it a little bit and not really have the blinders on anymore. So there's going to be a lot this year of, you know, inventions and you know, tweaks on the old and all kinds of stuff. We're going to see that, but not yet because we're still in self-reflective mode, and it's going to be done fairly soon. I think April's really going to bring in a rush of new energy that's going to make us feel like we're ready to rebuild foundation, because April is the fourth month, and when we're under the four, it's all about foundation energy, because four is the symbol of the square, and it's four sides. So we really feel like, okay, now I've absorbed the information, I've gathered the pieces that I need under the three, which is the number of the imagination, the number of memory. It's the energy that wants to absorb information and be almost like thirsty for knowledge and information to just take it all in. Not necessarily do anything with it, but take it in. And then when we get to the fourth month, we put it into action. We take those pieces and we build our foundation. So it's really going to be kind of put your nose to the grindstone kind of energy and let's get it done. So I think, you know, we haven't really seen a lot of inventions in 2000 and beyond like we did in the 1900s, because it was really that time of building and achieving and accomplishing, and it was because of that nine energy. Everyone in that was born in the 1900s had at least one nine in their date of birth. So it was that number of ambition and idealism and responsibility. So we saw a lot of inventions, a lot of achievement, but when we hit the 2000s, we didn't see a lot of that, because two is the number of intuition and sensitivity. So it wasn't about achievement. It was about being harmonious and peaceful. It was, in essence, the start, the very kind of early buddings of the new age, so to speak. And now that we're really, you know, full on in the new age and, you know, things are starting to take shape, we are starting to recognize we need to rebuild old structures that no longer serve this new energy. You know, we've really shifted from the nine, which is all about mental, to the two, which is all about soulful living. So very big shift, but we haven't caught up yet. So this is what this the latter part of this year is going to be about, realigning ourselves with the new energies to be able to recreate our lives to match these new frequencies.
Yes. And so in April, that looks like the month of us going forward. Like you said, it's the four, it's the structure, it's the four sides. So then is May, May is number five, and then what does five represent? Is that...
Five is the number of the heart. So what we're looking at is that we're gathering information right now. We're taking it, we're examining things, we're taking a look at our relationships, where we stand in life, where, you know, where we are career-wise, all kinds of things. We're just kind of taking a look at it, taking in information. Next month, we're going to start rebuilding it, you know, taking some pieces and reorganizing them and making it different and better and building upon that. And then when we hit the fifth month, five is a number of freedom of expression. It's the number of the heart and emotions. So when we're under a five energy, we really feel the urge to embrace our path and our purpose in a big, big way. So whatever we're building on in April, it explodes in May. So it's just, it's going to be a build. It's almost like we're building momentum. And once we hit that, the fifth month and then the sixth month, they're all very strong energies that are all about creating and blossoming.
So then if we're going to go move into June, and June is the sixth month, again, of the same energy of the year, of the creating, right, and the higher visionary,
yeah,
the sixth energy. So then we'll also have a double whammy during that
time.
Yeah. That's going to be
And this is where I definitely see the turning of the tides, so to speak, where,
in June?
You know, we come, yeah, because that's the latter part of the year. From June onward, we're really going to start to see a lot of that creative energy, those creative juices really flowing, and I so see things like the green movement, you know, electric cars and all kinds of, you know, those kinds of things really taking hold this time, because they did introduce them at one time, but they didn't really, it wasn't the time, the divine timing wasn't there, but it is now, because we understand that we cannot have the same systems that we've had for so long, like the money system and the, you know, gas and those kinds of things. It's just not going to be there, and it's not in the same way. So it's no coincidence that we had the financial crisis last year, and it was really kind of the pivotal point last year, because it is like the breaking point. We need to realize that money doesn't control the world and it doesn't control us, and there are other ways, there are other methods to be able to navigate life and live life without needing things like gas and money. And even, you know, I've seen these wonderful advancements in other countries so far that have had a really tough time, and they've reverted back to things like bartering. And, you know, they haven't done that in many, many years, but they've had to because their systems are so broke right now, and they've, you know, reverted back to different creative ways to be able to sustain. So we're definitely going to see those things that didn't take hold before, like the green movement. It's really going to take shape. It's really going to take hold because we're seeing the bigger picture. That six energy is, you know, when we hit June, it's a double whammy. It's really moving and shaking with the creative juices.
Nice. And so what happens, what's number seven?
Seven is very self-reflective. So once we get going with this, we may hit a little bit of a bump when we hit July, because seven is very inward. It says, okay, wait a second, let's evaluate thus far. And so it's like being on the spiritual mountain and looking back to how far you've come and looking ahead to where you want to go next. So it may be a time to just say, okay, we've built this, we've gone this far with it, let's go back to the drawing board and figure out where we're going to go next with it. So it's not going to be full steam ahead, so to speak. There's going to be a little bit of a break. But that's always the case. I mean, we follow, you know, energetically, ebb and flow. It's not, and that's where a lot of people get caught up in life, where they charge full steam ahead their entire lives, and they wonder why they keep hitting obstacles and roadblocks and those kinds of things, because there are times to charge full steam ahead and there are times to sit and contemplate and take it all in and say, okay, is this right for me? And so that's, you know, July is going to be one of those moments where we're going to pause for a second and just, you know, reevaluate and make sure that this is what we truly want. And because it's going to be such a gung-ho year or gung-ho month in June that, you know, it might catch us off guard when we hit July. But I think it'll be much needed to be able to just take a breather from all that go, go, go kind of energy.
Right, right. And then, you know, I just have to ask, you know, so after the seven, you know, comes the eight, and the eight power, is that right?
Yeah,
or what is the
eight
about?
The eight's all about really stepping into your personal power. So I think once we hit that little kind of bloop in the road or that little dip that just allows us to take a breather and just take it all in, then we're really going to step up to the plate and step into our confidence in the eight. And then the eight and the nine, this, you know, September is typically the unofficial new year, right? A lot of people feel like when they hit the ninth month, it's like they feel this rush of new energy that they want to do things and they want to, you know, start new projects and do new things. And it's because it's the ninth month, and nine is the highest change number. So right up until, you know, fall and beyond even, because we're going into the ninth month, the one is the pioneer number. October will be the trailblazer. And then we're coming into November, which is double ones, again, that high spiritual frequency, but also the doer, because it's the pioneer, double pioneer numbers. And then usually December is where we kind of bring everything together. And kind of round out the year, because December is the 12th month, so it's the whole and complete number, and then it reduces down to the number of unity. So we've got the 1 and the 2, 1 plus 2 is 3. So it's very much an energy where everything is coming together. So I so see such positivity for this year, because it's, you know, it's definitely a pivotal year. Everyone thought last year was very pivotal. This year is even more so, and I truly thought that right from the beginning of the shift, that this year would be the year. It wasn't necessarily last year. Last year was kind of priming the runway. This year is the year of change.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And even, you know, on an emotional level, because, you know, I do a lot of work with emotions, and even on an emotional level, last year was a really big year for clearing that clutter, just really clearing things out of the path so that you can come more from a place of being neutral. And come from that place of creation, from that place of being neutral and being in command of your energy, right? You know, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to create a new paradigm, a new way of doing things, a new way of being in the world, a new way of experiencing ourselves, a new way of expressing ourselves, you know. And this is such an amazing time to be on the planet right now. You know, even though things are heavy and people are experiencing deep change, that we are standing on the leading edge of creation, and it's an amazing time, you know. What What is it that you use for tools, Michelle, that we can offer the listeners today? What tools do you use to, you know, to gain your center, to come back to yourself, to whatever you use that we could share with the listeners today?
Well, one of the things I want to share is that, you know, aside from the numbers, I know I'm a numerologist, which is, you know, my thing, but one of the things, just emotionally speaking, and I know that's the theme of your show, and I really want to share with listeners that I had what I believe was a spiritual crisis a couple years ago, and I was bottomed out. I really didn't know where I was going next or what I was supposed to be, and I just was completely broken. And I'm a very analytical person. I'm a pure three. Three is the number of the imagination, the number of memory. So I always have this tendency to analyze things and see things through the mind's eye. And I wasn't always emotionally based. I never went there with my emotions. I wasn't very touchy-feely or emotionally oriented, and I kind of closed that part of myself down. So I was navigating life by my mind, and it wasn't getting me anywhere because I was always needing to know the plan. I was always having to know what's next. I need to know what's next. I can't just, you know, wait it out. I need to know. But then when I got to that broken place, I realized, you know what, I have no other choice but to go with how I feel. And so I developed this thing that I do, and I still do it, and it works like a charm. And I, you know, people listening, hopefully you could do this too, because it really works. And if you're very analytical and you're inclined to do that and not necessarily go with your emotions, if you have a major decision to make, if there's something in your life that is very pivotal at the time and you're not sure what to do, I always say try it on. And I use that term because it's literally like you put yourself in that position, okay? If you're thinking about taking a job and you're not sure about that job and you don't know if it's the right job for you, try it on. Put yourself in that place. And then put yourself not in that place. Put yourself somewhere else that maybe another option. And which one do you feel the sense of relief from? Is it from not taking that job or taking that job? And it's 100% of the time, if you feel a sense of relief, then that's your answer. You know, whether it be no or yes, it's 100%. And I have navigated my life like that since then, and it has completely transformed my life.
Yes. And you're also, I mean, you're so busy, Michelle. You do so many things. I know that you were just writing books, that you were just finishing some deadlines and some books. Was that one book or two books that you were working on?
Yeah, I have two, actually. I didn't anticipate having the two, but I have two books, and they're both coming out roughly at the same time, which is interesting. But, you know, I guess it was meant to be, and one's coming out in October and the other one in December. So one is on the energy of words, and the other one is all about the numbers. So it's more about what I teach on a daily basis. So watch for those, definitely.
Watch.
And I'm very excited about bringing out a couple of books because it's about time.
Yes, absolutely. And what about, how do people, you know, I know you still do personal sessions for people, right, with numerology?
Yes, I do, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, if you want to visit my website, it's michellearbeau.com, and you can check me out, see what I'm all about, and check out my sessions and book something if you feel called to do so.
Awesome. And then we've got an amazing network here at the Authentic You Media Network. And there's big expansion and plans for the network as well. Isn't that right?
Yes. Well, we're looking at growing quite a bit this year because, of course, it is the year to be authentic. So I think our brand is really going to start to pick up and take off, and I'm really excited about that. I'm really humbled to be able to bring that brand to the world, and I think it's time. I really think whatever I've been building upon, it's coming into its own this year, so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and the Authentic You Media Network was also born, given birth through your heart, isn't that right? It was one of those inspiration, creative ideas that came through your heart, and you took action on it.
Yes, yeah, it's about my journey, absolutely, my journey to authenticity.
Yeah, I'm so glad you listened to that. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the show today. It was such a pleasure to have you on and talk about this amazing year this amazing time we're in. Wishing you a fabulous, fabulous rest of vacation, and talk to you soon.
You too, Cornelia. Thank you.
Take good care.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.